Well, well, here we are.
All right, people, we're gonna try something a little different today.
No, I do mind. The dude minds. This will not stand.
The only true wisdom is in knowing you know nothing.
That's us, dude.
I cannot solve your problem, sir. Only you can.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
I'm gonna tell you something, and I want you to listen tight. It may sound like I'm talking about me, but I'm not. I'm talking about you. As a matter of fact, I'm talking about all people everywhere.
Discussing the issues that actually matter. Finding the answers using logic and reason. Now here is the host of Rush to Reason, John Rush.
And I'm your host.
I'm Hans.
And I am Franz, and we just want to pop your ass.
Welcome to Health and Wellness Wednesdays on Rush to Reason.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
I have what doctors call a little bit of a weight problem. I used to grab bear claws as a kid, two at a time, and I'd get them lodged right in this region here.
Exercise gives you endorphins. Endorphins make you happy. Happy people just don't shoot their husbands.
Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward.
I'm sorry that I'm fat.
All right, here we go. Rush to Reason. Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Sorry, I forget some days. It's Wednesday. Hump Day in studio with me for the moment anyways. Al Smith, Golden Eagle Financial, Michael Bailey, Mobile Estate Planner. These guys were together before my show today, and I said, hey, I know it's a last-minute change, but can you guys hang out for a little bit? This is both these guys are in the health and wellness end of things, just a little bit of different health and wellness. Probably financial and mental wellness is probably what I would say, right?
I'm not sure that I can really make people feel better mentally.
I mean, I think you can.
That might be a bit of a stretch.
I think you can.
I mean, my brother, who's a therapist and helps people with addiction recovery, he would be.
Oh, he'd be that guy. Okay, got it.
Yeah,
got it.
You know, I mean,
well, welcome, guys.
I can give people peace of mind about what happens to their
that
stuff.
That you can do. Al Smith, same deal. So, guys, thanks for joining me. Yesterday's impossible question. 13% of those working at home have called out to skip work for this reason. It was to clean their house. By the way, lame excuse. Today's impossible question. I'm going to ask this to everybody in the room. On average, a person lives 19 months longer if they do this. 19 months, that's pretty good. Year and a half, basically. Ideas are eating better, quit smoking, read books, smile. On average, a person lives 19 months longer if they do this. Thoughts? Michael, Al, either one?
Smile.
All right. Good attitude, smile. Okay. Got it. Michael?
Exercise daily or regularly.
Okay. I have no idea, by the way.
Neither do I, but I thought I'd guess.
That's a good one. No, I think I'm gonna take Al's. I think that positive outlook, smiling, just having that peace of mind, if you would, I think that helps you live longer. Which, by the way, goes with what you two guys both do. Al on the financial planning for the future, making things are set to where not only do you make it to retirement, but you stay there and you fulfill what you wanted to do when you're in retirement. Michael making sure that once you're through the retirement process and you no longer are present on Earth, whoever you leave everything to, it's all dialed in, handled, ready to go, and there's that peace of mind as well. So I think both of you guys play into that very well.
Oh, we do, and that's why we work together. We had gatherings at the Littleton Cafe last fall, back when that was permitted.
Right.
And we may begin that again.
Soon, let's hope.
Hopefully, because I called the other day, and they were open for business.
Awesome, and they need the business.
And Jeffco has opened some of their restaurants at 25% capacity. And that way, the gatherings we have won't be outdoors with whatever those towers are that radiate
the
heat. Exactly.
Right.
And some sort of little plastic structure that's an indoor, outdoor, outdoor, indoor, indoor,
way
outdoor,
out,
outdoor,
yeah, whatever indoor. That thing is. Yeah, I get it. All right. So as we talk about, though, that wellness, and we did open up talking about the mental wellness, and I do think you guys fit into that part very well. I mean, there's a lot of folks that worry about not only the future, but they do worry about dying and what happens to all of the stuff and are the kids going to be okay? And by the way, some folks never plan for either. That's partially why you guys are here with me on a routine basis, because some folks never look to that end. And then when they get there, they wonder, A, on the retirement side, why can't I retire? I never planned for that. And or, Michael, they leave a mess for their family behind because they didn't plan with you on the front side.
Right. Well, and you get people who, I mean, I don't remember where the quote, it's like, yeah, some people make things happen, some people watch things happen, and other people wonder what happened.
Right.
So I'm here to help people make things happen,
right,
instead of wondering what happened or just watch things happen.
Al, same for you. You're doing the exact same thing when it comes to finances.
Well exactly. And I talk to people, what do you want to have happen once you retire? How much income are you going to need? What kind of activities are you going to pursue? And let's take a look at your finances and see how we can make that work. And what plans do you have for a legacy? Which
is where Michael comes into play.
Which is where Michael comes in. Right. So we take a look at that big picture, and the more thought we put into that, the more likely it is they'll have a joyful retirement. And also we try and touch on what kind of things do you want to do? What do you want to do to give back? Where would you like to volunteer? Do you want to serve food at the Denver Rescue Mission or handle babies at the hospital?
And along those lines, I know I coach a lot of businesses, and one of the things I tell even some of my clients early on is you can't control what you don't track. Same is true in finances. Same is definitely true for Michael when it comes to the estate planning side. Yep. If you don't have a plan, as Al just said a moment ago, you don't know the goal, the target, you don't know where you're headed, and you have no way of tracking all of that, guys, that's why people end up in their 70s and 80s and have no idea what they're doing once they get there.
Exactly. And in life, you have to keep score.
Unfortunately, yes, you do.
Well, and as the song says, if you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there.
Yeah, and I'm one where, and the reason why I love partnering with you guys is, you know, not to sound morbid on Michael's side, but I've had a will since I was very young, just knowing that, hey, there's a family, business, kids, all these different things, these different facets that are going on, and I don't want to leave that as a mess when I'm gone on this earth. Same thing with Al. You want to plan ahead. And by the way, everybody's got a different idea of what they want to do when they get to retirement, and I'm not one to say they should all be the same. Everybody's different. Everybody's got – I'm a guy. I'll never quit working. I'll work till the day I go to the grave. It's just who I am. But I'm not what most people want to do. Most people do want to get to an age, Al, where they can kick back and relax and not work anymore.
I would agree. And those who really enjoy what they do, and I know I enjoy it, and I know you enjoy it, John, I've looked for two words in the Bible and haven't found them. One is retirement, and the other is coincidence.
Right.
I haven't found
there's neither.
No, neither one of those words are in the Bible.
Well said, Al. Well said. All right. Lastly, how do folks get a hold of both of you guys in case they need help in this arena, which, by the way, everybody does?
Go ahead, Al.
I can be reached at 303-744-1128, which is my office number. I'm there a good share of the time, and if not, I have an office manager who's often there. And if neither one of us are there, we have a machine that we check on a regular basis.
Okay, perfect. Michael, you.
My phone number is 720-394-6887.
Perfect.
And if I don't answer it, talk to voicemail. I will call
you back. And guys, again, how does this tie into health and wellness? As we're going to talk to Dr. Julie Marchio in a minute when it comes to your physical well-being, losing weight, all those different things. Hey, the same is true when it comes to your finances and what are you leaving behind? How are you doing that? Just like we're going to talk to Dr. Julie, you got to have a plan. Al said it a moment ago. You got to have that plan. You got to know how to work that plan. You got to be able to check up on that plan, have goals along the way. Michael is the same way. And I'm a big one with Michael, where if you're not even checking that estate on a routine basis and have somebody like Michael who's, kind of prodding you a little bit to say, hey, where are we at? We got to make sure we're getting things up. Because everything changes in life from time to time. You got to make sure you got all that stuff dialed in. That's where both Al and Michael come together. Now, if you forgot anything we just said a moment ago as far as phone numbers and all that go, just go to klzradio.com. You can look for Al Smith there on the financial planning side. You can look for Michael Bailey on the estate planning side. They're both there. It's that easy. Guys, I know it was last minute, but thank you for joining me. I thought I'd grab you both. I thought this was perfect timing for a Wednesday.
Well, thanks for the opportunity, John. I love being on your show, and I love listening to it, especially the movies and
thank you, guys.
Some of the good entertaining stuff you have on there.
Well, you guys are great partners. I appreciate you both being here, the support you give us and the listeners, and really do. Thank you guys very much.
Thanks for having us.
All right, we'll do this. Michael Bailey is actually up next. He is our mobile estate planner, and you just heard from him. Listen next, and you hear more about him.
Michael Bailey removes your fear of the unknown by helping you plan ahead for unexpected scenarios. Most people have already given up their resolutions by now, but not Michael Bailey. He lives by the adage, "Those who prepare shall not fear." KLZ's mobile estate planner recently got a frantic phone call from a family whose mother had been given only 2 to 4 weeks to live. Their father had begun to lose some of his mental acuity, and they needed help now. They held a Zoom meeting with Michael Bailey on a Friday. He drew up their parents' estate plan on Saturday, and by Monday, their mother had been moved into hospice care. Without Michael's last-minute help, this family would have spent months, if not years, battling in probate court because their mother's assets would have gone to the wrong people. You don't know what the future holds, but you can prepare for uncertainty. Set up a free consultation with KLZ's mobile estate planner now at klzradio.com/estate.
Novus Autoglass, folks, and hey, we're talking about health and wellness and all of those different things. Well, your car is no different. We're going to talk to Dr. Julie in just one moment, and your car is the same way. Keep that thing up to speed. Make sure that it's working properly. You can see clearly, and you can do that with Novus Autoglass. You want to maintain your vehicle and make sure it lasts as long as possible. Make sure it's safe, and you can see properly. Do that with Novus Autoglass. It's Novus, N-O-V-U-S. Find them at RushToReason.com.
Novus means innovate. And as the original inventors of windshield repair, Novus Auto Glass continues to stay on the cutting edge of glass repair and replacement. Any vehicle with lane departure technology needs to be recalibrated after a windshield replacement because of the cameras and sensors mounted to your windshield. All of those sensors need to be carefully realigned so your vehicle provides accurate positioning information. And each vehicle manufacturer is different. Most auto glass facilities, even the big names, do not have the right tools and equipment to calibrate your windshield. They can only replace the glass, not recalibrate the sensors. Because Novus Auto Glass constantly upgrades to keep pace with the changing industry, the majority of their locations now offer calibrations. Get your windshield replaced and the sensors recalibrated with the inventors of windshield repair. Find Novus Auto Glass at RushToReason.com/Novus. N-O-V-U-S.
Barber's Foods is next. Again, as we talk health and wellness on Wednesdays, where your food comes from is of utmost importance. And at Barber's, they know the farm, the ranch, where it comes from, how it makes it to you, and then finally to your table. And folks, that doesn't happen very often. So buy all of your meat, protein, beef, bison, pork, poultry, all of that. Buy it from Barber's Foods. Find them at Barber's Foods. That's Barber's with an S, barbersfoods.com.
Barber's Foods has been feeding Colorado families the highest quality protein since 1949. For over 50 years, the Barber's family raised the last of Colorado-grown turkeys on a turkey farm in Broomfield. And today, the Barber's family distributes high-quality, natural, local, and organic proteins from animals raised on family farms. They personally know all their producers, so whether you're buying beef, bison, pork, or poultry, they know where it's coming from and the family who raises the animals with care and respect. Place your order now at barbersfoods.com or call 303-466-7338. Pick up your order at the Denver warehouse located at I-70 and Brighton Boulevard near the National Western Center. Or for those in the Denver metro area, Barber's Foods will deliver direct. Colorado-sourced bison, organic grass-fed beef, USDA prime beef, purebred Wagyu, slow-raised non-GMO Duroc pork, free-range chicken, non-GMO turkeys, and more. Barber's Foods, 100% Colorado native, owned and operated. Barbersfoods.com.
No liberal media bias here. This is Rush to Reason.
And it is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Continue on with health and wellness. Dr. Julie Marchio from Ascent Health Center joining us now. All right, Dr. Julie, I know with all of the impeachment and the rest of what we've got going on, you don't want to spend a lot of time there, but man alive, do we have a lot going on in the world today that I'm sure is stressing people out, making them overeat, and not helping them feel better.
Well, and the whole, I mean, I'm shocked. I just actually sat down for the first time today and was looking through what the news said. I just can't believe the choices that our government's making.
I know.
I mean, it. I try and stay in my lane because I know that I know health and don't quite understand politics. But when things like this happen, it just makes me dig my heels in and say, I've got to stay in the community of my people that believe the same way that I do and make sure that those people stay healthy.
Well said.
Those people, you know, I learn from so many patients when they come in because they're in a different lane or they're in politics or, but I love having like-minded people in my practice because it really builds sort of the relationships that we're going to have to build over the next 4 years.
Well said. No, I agree. So, and number one, I appreciate you saying that. And for everybody listening, that's what you get at Ascent Health Center. And what I mean by that is, you know, first of all, getting healthy, Dr. Julie, losing weight, and I'm going to talk a little bit about this with you today, there is a mental aspect of that. Despite what some folks may think, I realize, yes, it's math, it's calorie counting, it's things along those lines. I understand all of that, but so much of this, Dr. Julie, at least for me, involves, you know, the mental side of it, the mental awareness, the mental well-being. And I just know that when I'm eating right, doing the things that I need to, I feel better. My head is screwed on better, I guess you could say. You know, I just do better in that world. And I also know that, you know, when you're trying to lose weight and you've got that accountability, which we talked about last week, boy, it's a whole lot nicer to have accountability from someone that you know thinks like you and is on the same team versus someone you have no idea where they come from. And I just know that from experience.
True. And really building, like we talk about, having tools and building that relationship is what we try to do. Because there's a lot of things you can look up on the internet about weight loss or places you can go to take vitamins or things. But knowing and having the opportunity to really evaluate a patient, we do a lot of excellent lab work to evaluate a patient, look at what's happening in their body. How do we keep their immune system healthy? How do we keep their digestive system healthy? What do we need to do to detox the liver or to balance hormones? And a lot of that starts with weight loss. I mean, adipose tissue holds a ton of inflammation. And so if your knees hurt or if you're having headaches or if you're having a hard time waking up in the morning and there's extra adipose tissue, extra fat, that's an inflammatory compound that your body's dealing with every day and trying to detox. And so we talk a lot about weight loss, but we talk about it because not from vanity or just vanity, but because gaining weight or having extra fat tissue or adipose tissue causes inflammation. And that inflammation lends itself to a lowered immune system, or it lends itself to hormones being out of balance, or to digestive problems, gas, bloating, stomach aches. And so that's why in so many of these shows, I do actually love talking about weight loss, and I love that you've had so much success with it, but it goes so much deeper than, hey, let me go there and lose weight. It's, hey, let me go there and lose weight, because this is the first step in getting healthy.
Well said. I did look up, because I had forgotten this in the past, so I just, for reference, looked this up. For each pound of fat we carry, so each pound of fat, period, but think about the extra pounds of fat, Dr. Julie. For each pound, it requires 1 mile, not 1 foot, 1 mile of blood vessels to keep it alive. It's well known that extra weight can place stress on your heart, your entire cardiovascular system. Each pound of fat requires that your heart pump even harder to circulate blood to that extra mile of blood vessels. And we're only talking 1 pound.
1 pound. And isn't it, I mean, it's amazing. It's like adipose tissue, when it hangs out long enough, it becomes an organ system in and of its own self.
Right.
It requires energy. It requires blood, just like you pointed out. And so it truly becomes its own organ. And so if we have 20, 30, 40, 50 pounds to lose, it's actually like telling the endocrine, telling the body, hey, I'm telling you to get rid of something that you are connecting as an important part of your body, even though it's not important. That mile of extra blood vessels, I mean, just to think about that, that's amazing.
It really is. And we don't think about it in those terms, but we probably should. And not to scare anybody, folks, but we also know, and not to bring up, you know, COVID in a negative way, Dr. Julie, but we know it's out there. We know it exists. And we also know that those folks that are overweight, that aren't as healthy, that have immune issues and so on. Yes, they're the worst ones when it comes to COVID, which, by the way, Dr. Julie, it's true with any type of viruses or illnesses that are out there. Anytime we are not running top-notch, just like our vehicles, for example, anytime we're not running top-notch and something comes along, it's just that much harder for all of the other systems to make up for it.
Absolutely. I think the car examples for maintaining your health are the closest and best examples of how it is to take care of the body. Because sometimes you don't see what you need to fix in your car.
No.
But when you take it to a knowledgeable, or when you maintain its health by consistently checking in, even though nothing's wrong, you check in every 3 months,
four times
a year.
That's right.
You prevent problems that would arise.
Yep. And the same is true, folks, for your body. And one of the things I want to encourage you to do, and I really do, is encourage you to just, even if you just make an appointment, stop by, check out all the different things Dr. Julie has at Ascent Health Center. One thing we don't talk about enough either, Dr. Julie, is location. Your main location, which really is central to all of Denver, not that hard to get to. I don't think we've really, I apologize, we haven't done you a good enough service in letting folks know where you are, because you're not that out of the way where folks can't see you from any place in town. Talk about where your location even is.
So we are in Lowry, in off of Quebec and 2nd. So you can get off of 70 and get us. You can get off I-25 and get to us. You can come from downtown and get to us. So we have people that come from Arvada, Westminster, Castle Rock, Aurora. So all over kind of this metro and suburban area, people will come to Ascend Health Center for what we offer.
And again, folks, it's not that hard to find. It's really easy. It's centrally located. And what I'm getting at is, you know, Dr. Julie, I think one of the things, and we'll keep focusing on this in the next couple of weeks, is that there's a fear factor. Anytime we start talking to people about these sorts of things, you know, I just had Al Smith and Michael Bailey on. Al does financial planning. Michael does estate planning. And there's a fear even on that side. What's that first appointment going to be like? What are they going to tell me? How bad are they going to be on me as far as the things I haven't done yet? In other words, you know, am I going to get chastised for not having things in order? And by the way, everybody, from Dr. Julie to Al to Mike, none of the three of them are going to be mad at any of you in that first meeting and telling you what needs to happen. And they're your friend. They're here to help you on the journey, whether it's the estate planning, Dr. Julie, whether it's you on the health side, or it's Al financially. Each one of you wants to help them get where they need to go. You just want to hold them accountable and make sure that that happens. That's all.
Absolutely. That's well said. For sure. Sometimes, I think I've said this before, I'll be out and I'll run into someone at a restaurant and they'll be eating French fries and they'll be like, oh my gosh, I was hoping you wouldn't see me. I'm like, people, I eat French fries.
Yeah, I mean, you're human.
French fries.
Exactly. But again, I want folks to understand that you guys make it where, because Dr. Julie, I've been to diet places in the past in my life, and I can tell you, I've been to some where they made it very comfortable, you being one of them, where it's like, hey, all right, here's our journey, here's where we're going, here's how we're going to get there, we're not going to talk about the past, we're going to talk about the future, and away we go. I've also been to places where they made you feel like a heel for being there in the first place. That's not Ascent Health Center.
Correct. We want to support you in the journey that you want to take. And so one of the things we're actually doing, just because it has been I think it's been a crazier 13 days than it was even year last year.
I agree.
And we have some amazing tools for stress. And one of the tools that we use, we do a lot of neurofeedback, but one of the tools we use is called a brain tap. And it's very much about relaxing the nervous system. And what we wanted to offer is come in for your first session for free and literally just call the office, tell them when you want to come in. We're here Monday through Friday and Saturday mornings oftentimes, and just say, hey, you know what? I want to take advantage of that offer and see what this little brain tap session is about.
That's awesome.
Takes about a half an hour. But the idea is, we have to lower the level of anxiety so we can start thinking, planning, figuring out what's the next 4 years going to look like for us.
Yep.
How do we stay together? What's the next 8 years going to look like for us? We need to be thinking clearly, because we can't live in the stress that we've been experiencing for the last 12 months and
expect
to make headway and plan.
That's awesome. So, yep. Everybody listening, please give them a call today. Make that appointment. Go in and see them. It's well worth it. I can tell you that right now. I don't care what day you pick, how you make it work, but it's well worth your time, including a Saturday morning if need be. Again, it's Ascent Health Center, 303-343-8800. And don't forget, you can find all of our sponsors at either rushtoreason.com or klzradio.com. They're all listed there. If you forget, just go to the website, check it out that way. Dr. Julie, this is great. Thank you for that. I'll talk about it even through the rest of the week, and we'll chat again next week. Hopefully,
all right.
Well, hopefully we'll have better news next week and the inauguration goes well. Thank you, Dr. Julie. Appreciate it very much. We'll be right back. And Ascent Health Center is next, 303-343-8800.
Dr. Julie Marchial of Ascent Health Center has dedicated her life to helping you feel well, because your health impacts every other area of your life. Think about what matters most to you, the goals you want to achieve tomorrow, next year, in the next 10 years. It will be harder to achieve those goals if you don't feel well. You won't be as effective at home or at work unless your body has the energy and vitality it needs. Dr. Julie of Ascent Health Center wants to provide, enable, and assist you in developing your highest quality of life. And she believes that you will be more effective at the things that matter to you when you feel well. That's why it's so important to take care of your health. And that's why Dr. Julie has developed an actionable plan to help you feel well. All you need is a willingness to change. Set up a consultation. Tell Dr. Julie you're ready to make a change, and she will handle the rest. Find Ascent Health Center in Denver and Inglewood now at rushtoreason.com.
Geno's Auto Service, and we just talked about it with Dr. Julie, getting your car taken care of, maintained, fixed, whatever it is, still saves you money in the end, and Geno's Auto Service can do that for you. Go to Geno's today. They're at Bowles and Platte Canyon in Littleton, 303-794-6700, or find them at genosautoservice.com.
Start the new year right by taking advantage of Geno's Napa Legend and AAA Premium Battery Sale. Did you know car batteries typically last just 3 to 5 years? There is no reason to get stuck with a bad battery when you can stop in at Geno's for a free battery check. And while you're there, you can take advantage of Geno's free multi-point inspection. We'll evaluate your vehicle, looking at your fluid levels, belts, hoses, and filters. Geno's is also having a sale on genuine Napa starters and alternators. We are big believers in catching problems before they start, which is why we do our best to make your life easier by offering loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off and pick up when ready. Don't miss a beat this year. Geno's is continuing to service Larry's Automotive customers through Napa Auto Care, warranting any work you may have had done before Larry's closed. Give us a call or go online to schedule an appointment. We're AAA approved and located at Bowles and Platte Canyon. Stop in or visit us online at genosautoservice.com. That's Geno's with a J.
Rather than struggling, you can expand your business with John Rush as your personal business coach. No matter what business you're in, it's always a mistake to wait, hold off, and see what happens. Now is the time to move forward. Two of John's clients are expanding right now, moving into new industries because they see an opportunity. John believes that as long as you fill a need, there's no reason not to grow. Send an email to John at rushtoreason.com and run your ideas by him today.
Carl Dierenbach writes in his recent The Federalist op-ed that CDC data suggests lockdowns could kill as many people as COVID. He also notes that our reaction has turned a bad pandemic into an unrivaled self-inflicted national disaster. Kim Munson here. Thursday, Carl explains that COVID is real and it causes real-world damage and real-world heartbreak, but it is not the killer it has been made out to be. That's Thursday, 6 to 7 a.m., 1 to 2 p.m., again, 10 to 11 p.m., right here on KLZ 560 and KLZ 100.7 FM.
With every crisis, there is opportunity. Buying or selling your business? Kim Munson recommends Chris Cantwell with Transworld Business Advisors. Find Chris Cantwell at kimmunson.com. That's M-O-N-S-O-N.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining us today on our Health and Wellness Wednesday. Jim Dennison joining us next. Jim, welcome to Rush to Reason. I know you've been on with Roger Marsh, my cohort, and Neil Boron, and I appreciate you joining us here today.
John, I'm delighted to be on with you today. I only wish I were in Denver with you. I'm looking at your weather, and it looks spectacular today.
We actually have really nice weather today. It's 57 degrees out right now, a little light breeze, and yeah, a beautiful day today. Can't complain at all. We actually have way better weather than what most of the country probably knows.
That's been my experience. I've been up to Estes Park a number of times to speak at a camp up there, so we get through Denver and really enjoyed it. I was kind of hoping I was a candidate for your general manager position, but apparently the Broncos hired somebody else today.
Yeah, well, they got a lot of work to do there, Jim. Let's just say that. All right, let's talk about health. What does the Bible say about health? We kind of forget that sometimes, I think, even inside the Christian community, that the Bible actually does talk about it. What does it say?
Yeah, thank you for that. We start with 1 Thessalonians 5:23, where Paul is praying that your spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless to the coming of our Lord, showing us that God cares about our physical health, our emotional health, and our spiritual health. We often think just about the spiritual, but God made us holistically, and all of those things feed each other. Hard to be in good shape spiritually if I'm not emotionally or if I'm not physically and so forth. So at the start of the year, we thought it would be a good idea to speak into this, and that's what the white paper does.
Perfect. All right. So give us some tips. I mean, I understand what you just said, and I by the way, agree with you wholeheartedly. Yes, Bible is very specific about those things. I believe the Lord wants us to be healthy, wealthy, wise, all of those different things combined. I'm a big one on that. The question is, though, and we've had some rough go of it here recently in the United States of America, and there's a lot of folks, I think Christians especially, that are sort of wallowing, if you would, Jim. How do they get past some of these things we've just gone through the last, 13, 15 days, roughly?
Yeah, so vital, because such an issue, isn't it? So much challenge today, and I know those listening to us all feel that way as well. One of the contributors in the paper is my dear friend Lane Ogden. He's a PhD. He's a longtime counselor and psychologist. He documents 40% of Americans right now struggling with emotional and distress and anxiety and all that's in that. And he makes, I think, a terrific biblical point, and that is that our emotions follow our minds. So if our minds will focus on truth, not falsehood, but truth. If we can find biblical, rock-solid truth and focus our hearts and our minds there, that's the starting place toward our emotional health, even our physical health, is to start with our spiritual commitment to the biblical fact Jesus is still on his throne. He is still king. He is still Lord. We can't elect him. We can't unelect him. He is King of kings and Lord of lords. Unfortunately, in our culture, we've made God a hobby, whereas in the Bible, God is a king. If we'll make him king of us, every minute of us, every day of us, if Jesus will be Lord, that's the starting place toward the health that we all need so much.
All right. So, and by the way, everything you said, fully agree with. Only thing I want to ask, though, is that's all fine and dandy until the Krispy Kreme donuts get passed around.
That's the part of the paper I wish wasn't there, all right? So we've got a section written by a dietitian, Erin Kelly specifically, is just terrific. And I read that and kind of wish she wants me to eat more vegetables. She wants me to eat stuff that's, natural and all of this. I couldn't find Krispy Kreme donuts in there anywhere. And so as I'm reading through this, I'm thinking, all right, the way I get from here to there is really to see my body the way God sees my body. God sees my body as a temple of the Holy Spirit. I've been to Israel 30 times over the years, and we always go there and think about the temple as it was in Solomon and Herod. And the external part of the temple glorified God just as the internal did. It wasn't just the Holy of Holies. It wasn't just the Ark of the Covenant. It was that spectacular temple itself that demonstrated the glory of the God of the temple. In other words, when people see my body, in a sense, I'm witnessing to Jesus just by my physical health, my physical appearance, as well as my spiritual life. Mm. And that's a reminder I need to keep in place.
It really is. And thanks for the reminder even on my end. I mean, I know. We're all human. I get it. We have failures. I get that as well. I do think what you just said a moment ago is really key. And in fact, Jim, I'll go as far to say that I think what you just said in Christendom has been looked over or glassed over far too long. And let's face it, there's probably been one too many potlucks happen at church, and most people aren't looking at it in the way you just said.
I'm afraid that's a challenge, and it's because we've inherited a Greek worldview. My PhD's in philosophy of religion, that's what I've taught over all these years, and to do all of that in 30 seconds, the Greeks separated the body and the soul for all sorts of reasons, and the soul's good, the body's bad. You really don't need to think about your physical, just your spiritual. None of that's biblical. God made all of us holistically, made us in his image, and we're fallen. But if Jesus could inherit flesh and not be sinful, then that tells us that the flesh is not inherently sinful. But we have this kind of Greek idea that says, as long as I go to church on Sunday, I can do what I want on Monday. As long as I keep my quiet time, I can eat whatever I want. As long as I have time in the scriptures, I can think about whatever I want during the day. That's Greek. And it's really disastrous to the kind of life and the health that God intends for us.
Well said. And you know, you just, again, a lot of this for me is a reminder. It's not that this is a huge revelation. I've known these things, but Jim, that's what we do on air on a daily basis, is sort of, you know, give those reminders and make sure that we're doing that on a consistent basis. You're doing this for me right now, and you're right. We are made up as one, and we shouldn't be separating those things out. Yet, in most cases, I would tell you that I think the majority of people, Christians included, do exactly what you just said. They separate it out.
We really do. I had a 66 Mustang. It's what I drove all through college.
I'm a car guy, by the way, so great. Thanks. Speaking my language now.
Had a 289 in it. It was the best car Ford ever made. Let's just say that. Let's just get that out.
Yep.
So anyway. But
well, it saved him back then. I'll give him that. It did save him.
Well, it did, actually. Lee Iacocca was a genius.
Yes, it saved him. It saved Ford at that time. Really did.
Yeah. Well, one of the things you know if you're working with old cars is that the engine and the transmission have to work together, and the transmission and the drivetrain has to work together. You can't just change the oil and never look at the transmission fluid
or
the steering fluid. All has to work together. Well, that's against this Greek idea, this bifurcation of the soul and the body that has so infected our culture. So think about the difference Christians would make if we brought forward a holistic, positive sense. Jesus is Lord of all of us, and look at the difference he makes in my life. What a witness that will be to a difficult day such as ours.
Well, man, Jim, well said. And I use because I'm a car guy, I use the automotive descriptions quite often. We start talking about health because I know, for one, if we maintain our vehicles properly, you know, how much longer they last and actually save money as time goes by. And I think it's in my opinion, it's an asset. It's something the Lord has given us. I think you need to take care of it just like any other asset that he gives to us. Not in a way where you worship it, but, you know, we need to take care of those things that he's given us. And the description to me is identical, because if you'll do that with your vehicle, you'll save money in the end. If we do that with our bodies, we not only live longer, but we feel better and have a better outlook on life all along the way.
That's what the Lord intends for us. That's part of the abundant life Jesus intends for us. I'm a medical ethicist, among other things I do, work with Baylor Scott and White Health. And one of the things that we talk about a great deal is that Jesus was a great physician. He healed bodies as well as souls, didn't he? And he didn't just do that. A lot of evangelicals think he only healed bodies to heal souls. I don't think that's true. I think Jesus really did care about blind eyes, really did care about hungry bodies.
Yes, I agree with you.
Of that. And he cares about that in our lives today. He's still the great physician today.
Yeah, I don't, for some reason, Jim, maybe it's just me and I'm weird, I don't know. But, you know, even a lot of the feasts, the Last Supper, the things that you knew Christ were involved in, you know, I don't see him sitting around and just indulging and gorging and getting to the point where, you know, he just knew that his physical body would take a toll by doing those things. In other words, I don't picture him sitting down and having a box of Krispy Kreme donuts. If they were to have been around back then, I don't think he would have partaken in that.
I think you're right about that. We picture Jesus differently than the Bible really does, I think. When I take people to Israel, we always go up to Caesarea Philippi, where Jesus established the church at the gates of hell and all of that. But what we don't understand is that the hike from Capernaum up to Caesarea Philippi was probably 6 days. It's extremely hilly. It's extremely demanding to live in that kind of outdoor environment. Think about Jesus driving the money changers from the temple and the kind of physical condition, the kind of strength he had to have.
The 40 days in wilderness, Jim, add that into it as well. I mean, he was man of all men. Let's face it.
Absolutely. So were his disciples. Think about fishing the way that Peter fished. Think about those nets that they would cast and drag in, and the physicality.
Yeah, these were burly guys. These were not little wimpy guys by any stretch of the imagination.
Absolutely true. In fact, when Peter drew the sword in the Garden of Gethsemane, cut off the ear of the high priest servant, you kind of get a sense he's done this before. You get the sense
he really
is this kind of physical.
So you know, and I know we're short on time, Jim, but, you know, bottom line, again, you talked about the Greek influence. I get that. But, you know, is that the only reason we are where we are today as society, or is there other influences that have got us off track?
Yeah, I think the other is the materialistic consumerism of our day. We're told that with all that messages that bombard us every single day, you can have whatever you want, you can eat whatever you want, you can live wherever you want, and there will be no consequences. Well, we know that's not true, but right. It's what the culture tries to sell us every day. So we have to push back against that by getting in God's word, by getting in his worship, by seeing ourselves as stewards of something that doesn't belong to us. This is loaned to us for this point of time. One day we're going to give account for it. So let's decide we're going to glorify Jesus as king of all of us, regardless of the consumerism of the culture today. Mm.
All right. How do folks find out more about what you guys have going on, Jim?
Thanks, man. DennisonForum.org is the website. I do an article every morning, get up at 4 in the morning and write an article based on that day's news that goes out to about 300,000 subscribers, about 2 million in total audience. I wrote this morning on the impeachment, arguments for and against from a biblical point of view, and working tomorrow awesome. On some things relative to some of the security issues that we're facing these days. So anyway, there's the daily article. There's a podcast that goes with that. There's a lot of video, about 20 books I've written that are available there, and white papers like the one on health. On this one, if folks could go to DennisonForum.org/health,
perfect.
That'll take them directly to the white paper we're discussing.
Jim, we'll have you back in the future, not just about health stuff. We'll talk about some of the other things you write about as well. Really great. I appreciate you joining us. I appreciate Roger and Neil, you know, pushing you my direction. And, you know, we got a great team here at Crawford Broadcasting, and I really appreciate it, Jim, very much. Thank you, sir.
It was a delight for me to be with you today, John. I look forward to the next chance.
Great. Sounds great. We'll have you back. I appreciate it very much. And by the way, everything Jim just talked about, I know we talked about Dr. Julie a little earlier before Jim came on. But by the way, Dr. Julie is lock, stock, and barrel with Jim on all the things that he just said. So again, go to somebody that can help you with your wellness, your weight loss, whatever it happens to be, that has the same outlook on life that we just heard from Jim, because that's Dr. Julie. So we'll be right back. Extreme Auto Repair is coming up next. They want to help you out with all of your car needs. Whether you're looking for tires, they'll sell you Cooper tires at cost. Full bore service. They've got you covered bumper to bumper. That's Extreme Auto Repair, KLZRadio.com or 303-841-1071.
You never enjoy going to the dealership for maintenance because you always get the runaround. You'd much rather give your business to a local independent shop, but you assume you have to go back to the dealership to maintain your service contract. You bought the vehicle there, so you need to get it maintained there too, right? Wrong. Extreme Auto Repair will honor your service contract. Unlike most independent shops, Extreme Auto Repair in Parker will honor almost all service contracts. You pay your deductible just like you would at the dealership, and Extreme Auto Repair does the work. Two-time AAA award-winning shop of the year, Extreme Auto Repair in Parker does their best to make your life easier by offering everything you need to maintain your vehicle for as long as you drive it. Fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/extreme to find out whether or not Extreme Auto Repair will honor your dealership's service contract. Promises kept.
Golden Eagle Financial, Al Smith was on with us a little earlier, and he wants to help you out with your financial future, making sure that you get there, you're all mapped out, and once you're there, you stay there. Give Al a call today if you would. klzradio.com is how you find him, or call 303-744-1128.
Saving for retirement is not the same thing as having a retirement plan. Al Smith, founder of Golden Eagle Financial, helps people near and in retirement who have already saved up the money they need, but who haven't really thought about what comes next. You wouldn't hop in the car for a two-week vacation with no destination in mind. You wouldn't hire a new employee without a job description. You shouldn't retire without a clear idea about how you're going to collect the money you've been diligently saving all your adult life. As soon as you retire, your focus shifts from saving money to making money last. Your risk tolerance changes. You need a financial advisor who specializes in wealth preservation, not wealth accumulation. Set up a free consultation with Golden Eagle Financial at klzradio.com/money, and Al Smith will help you create a plan. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Owning a relatively high-value home does not make you immune to cash flow problems. It's more expensive to maintain and insure. Property taxes seem to go up every year. And of course, you may have a sizable mortgage payment to make every month. You don't want to sell, but you wish you had a little more margin in your budget. As long as you continue to pay your taxes and insurance, a reverse mortgage with KLZ's Bruce Simmons could give you the financial cushion you need.
Thanks to recent changes by the Federal Housing Administration, you may be able to eliminate your monthly mortgage payment, setting you up comfortably for as long as you live in the home. Starting in January of 2021, homeowners 62 years and older with higher value homes may tap into a larger portion of their equity, giving them a better chance of qualifying for the loan. Get in touch with Colorado's first certified reverse mortgage specialist now at klzradio.com/reverse.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
He's your happy conservative warrior.
So we're going to find out soon enough where the Senate Majority Leader stands on impeachment. And I am praying that the Senate Majority Leader respects the majority of Americans who don't want an impeachment process that can't even be accomplished.
Breaking news and what to make of it.
Don't miss the next Mike Gallagher Show.
Mike Gallagher, weekday mornings at 8 on KLZ 560.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, this is Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. My good friend Bob Finnegan joining me now from Pure Voice Chevrolet. Bob, what's going on today, sir? Are you guys surviving out there?
Yeah, we're doing what we can do.
Awesome.
As good as a conservative can be these days, right?
Yeah, you know, what do we do? So, all right, talk to me about inventories, new and used. I know when you look around, a lot of the lots that are out there, by the way, new and used, inventory is pretty slim. What's it like at Pure Voice Chevrolet?
New is pretty slim, but we have some coming in here and there. Got a lot of really nice late model stuff to kind of fill that void, which is not a bad way to buy.
No, it's not.
You get something that's got a little bit of mileage and a lot of depreciation. It's a good way to buy a vehicle. Used car lot is pretty filled up. I do a lot of buying. I'm buying as much as I can, trying to buy as many Corvettes as I can right now. So if any listeners have Corvette and want to free up some money, that's not a bad way to go because I'm trying to load up our Corvette room. So.
Okay. So what, anything in particular you're looking for?
No, probably C7s, but no, C6s as well. You know, that's C6s and C7s probably what I'm focusing on right now.
Okay, a dumb question, which I guess probably some listeners are probably thinking as well. Why? I mean, you guys sell new cars. Why are you looking for used Corvettes?
Well, right now with the C8s, you know, impossible to get.
Right.
The C7s became hot all of a sudden, you know, so now there's a shortage of those. Or a shortage of nice ones, you know, so
right.
I'm always out looking for those. And same thing. It's a good way to get a lot of car for not a ton of money for what that car is.
Okay.
And we have that climate-controlled Corvette showroom.
Right.
So the ones that we have sit inside. They are special cars, so we treat them special. So when somebody buys a Corvette from us, they know they are getting the cream of the crop.
Okay. So. Makes sense. All right. What else you got in stock for us?
I've traded for a lot of cheaper cars, so if anybody's looking for some cheap cars, I just did a 10 Malibu, a 14 Equinox, a 12 Camry, a 12 Avalanche. So we have a lot of
okay.
good price range cars. I have one specific one that I traded for 3 days ago,
okay.
and it is a really nice. It's a 2013 Infiniti G37X, so it's an all-wheel drive
yep.
four-door sedan, only has 59,000 miles on
wow.
it.
Wow.
We have it online for $15,500. We'll throw $1,000 if any Rush listener wants to take a look at that car and buy that car.
So. Okay. That, by the way, folks, that's a nice car. Nothing wrong with that car at all. That'd be a great buy.
And John, I always say you could tell the difference between a used car and a used up car.
Yes.
The people who own this,
yes.
they have great service history.
So it's a John Rush car.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, I'm not bragging, Bob, but you know how I take care of my stuff. And yeah, my cars, when they're used, are not used up cars. They're just a really great used car.
It makes a difference. That's how you get the most out of them when you trade them. You take care of your cars, you get more money
yep.
back out of them. And I always tell people, nice cars ain't cheap, and cheap cars ain't nice.
There you go. Well said.
Words to live by.
Well said. Nope, good stuff. Bob, I appreciate it very much. Thanks for taking time and calling in. Keep the faith, man.
You got it, sir. Happy
All right,
year.
We'll do it. Bob Finnegan, Pure Voice Chevrolet, folks. Anything you need, you just heard it there. A 2013 Infiniti G37X, 60,000-mile car for only $15,500. Actually, for Rush to Reason listener, $14,500. Find him at purevoicechevrolet.com or call 303-659-8311.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy, and after all these years and hundreds of radio spots on many stations, I still find it hard to convey how I feel about our dealership in Fort Lupton without it being just another 60 seconds of car dealer shtick and hype. Let's face it, there are only so many glowing things I could say about Purefoy Chevrolet, but at the end of the day, does the ad sell cars and trucks? I want and need your business, especially if you're in the market for a new Chevrolet or a decent used vehicle. And really, all I have to offer is a good buying experience that I know is sincerely appreciated and valued by our customers. 60 years in business has taught us many things that makes the difference in doing business. We're not perfect by any means, but we're honest about what we do and have the ethics and integrity to back it up. We have all the same factory rebates and incentives that all the other dealers have to offer, plain and simple. So do yourself a favor. If you're in the market for a vehicle or need reliable service, please give us a try. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton or on the web at purefoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, folks, kind of closing out this hour. One thing I wanted to make mention of, too, is something that you all probably by now realize is our sponsors that we have here at Rush to Reason and KLZ are very like-minded in the way we think and the way all of you think. Now, that doesn't mean that if you don't think exactly the way I do or they do, they're not going to service you. No, they're great guys. They're going to take care of you no matter what. But I've always said it's sure a lot nicer to go do business with someone that thinks the way you do than someone that doesn't. At least I know where I spend my money. They're looking at things the same way I do, and they're spending money on the same things that I am to try to make this country great and keep it great. And I mean that sincerely. Now, I want to say one other thing in closing this hour, and I'm continually getting, you know, information, text messages, and so on. And folks, please believe me when I say this. I'm as much of a patriot as anyone. I want to see what's best for this country. I love this country. It's my home. It's where I've grown up. Even the state of Colorado, I love dearly. But folks, all of these things going on when it comes to martial law and, you know, they're cutting off the emergency broadcast system and Trump's not done yet. Yeah, he is, folks. The faster we realize that, the faster we start looking at 2022 and what we're going to do to win elections then and then in 2024, the better off we will be. I'm not giving up. No, I'm just looking to the next election and to what 2024 brings and what 2022 brings. It's not that I've given up hope, but I'm not a conspiracy guy. And there are a lot of folks out there right now that I think I'm just going to say it as it is. I think they are preying on individuals. I think they're giving a lot of false information. They're giving a lot of false hope. And in a way, all they're doing is creating views and clicks on whatever medium they're using. And at the end of the day, the only one benefiting is them. Yeah, I said that. There is so much garbage out there right now on the internet coming from all sorts of organizations that at one time were probably very good, solid, conservative organizations that you could trust. Unfortunately, they're losing my trust day after day because so far, not a, and if I eat my words, I hope I do, by the way. I hope I eat my words, but I don't think I'm going to. So far, not one single prediction that any of these clowns have made have come true. And yes, I'm calling them clowns because so far nothing any of them have said has come true, and nor will it, by the way. Martial law is not coming. Inauguration will be next Wednesday. Joe Biden will be president, and we as conservatives have got to work hard on how we win the next round of elections, plural. It's that simple, folks. The faster we realize that, the better off we and our country will be. I'll be back. Hour number two is next. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.